Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Today I'm continuing the coaching around what to do, what are the great tools to have in your toolbox for when something unexpected occurs and you might feel immediately like a victim. So how to climb out of that as quickly as possible. I talked about deep breathing to calm yourself. I've talked about assessing the situation so that you can start thinking about potential solutions and what that, you know, and how that supports you in not feeling like a victim or panicky or in anxiety. Today, I'm talking about the next step, which is prioritizing. So you're going to be determining what needs to be addressed first, second, third, based on your assessment that you did. You know, what would be the best thing to do next? In my circumstance, I decided the best thing to do next was to call someone who knew about the exact covenants on the property and what could or couldn't happen. And because I had a communication with them, I had a connection with them, it was easy. They were in my phone. Their numbers were in my phone, and I had their names already. If I hadn't, I would have quickly been calling the county office and the township's office. So I would have assessed the situation. That was yesterday's coaching. And quickly I saw the wood in the truck. I saw what looked like it was on deck to be happening. And so I decided my next step was to very quickly contact the right people. The step after that was to calm myself down. I talked it through. I got some support, which is the next step I do. I seeked support. So once I prioritized what had to happen, it led me to the next step, which is finding the right support. So in my case, it was contacting the zoning agents, and then it was contacting some friends and my partner. It was a little shocking to me. I knew that if I could talk to a few people who won't let me go on and on and on because they know I don't want to do that, then I could just gather myself and stabilize it. And so I seeked out the support. So let's say for you, I'm used to now reaching out for support, but there was a time in my life where I felt like it would be weak for me. It would reveal weakness. It would reveal that I was unable to take care of myself. I have since gotten over that barrier, but you might not be yet over that barrier. So I want to encourage you to step into this. Contact people in your life who you know you can trust and you can be yourself with. And if you don't have someone like that, you get to choose one. It could be me. It could be me, your coach. It could be your best confidant or sibling or somebody, and you could say for the first time, I'm reaching out to you for support. I need your support today. When you do these two steps, they continue to take you down this road of having a calm response and a productive response. So don't be afraid to reach out to somebody, even a family, friends, a coach, somebody that can support you. Having somebody to talk to can just help you process your emotions. You know how I like to have you say, instead of I'm overwhelmed, I feel overwhelmed, because feelings and emotions, they travel through us. Like breathing, like air coming in and out of our lungs. So when you have somebody to process something with, it helps that emotion pass through you. You can feel it. You can engage with it. I was upset. I was able to get that out to the right people. And I was able to talk through my next steps. Because our next step tomorrow follows this one, and it's perfect. So today's coaching is about prioritizing what gets to happen next. And these are all built on one another. And then seeking the support to stabilize yourself and also start putting these things in motion. Have a beautiful day.